Let me say something about this before I get started. You know, on Sundays now, we're delving into this area on the blessing. And, you know, I taught that before. I taught the blessing of Abraham. And Donald Lawrence wrote his CD on that and so forth and so on. So I went to a certain level. But this time, God is taking us to another level, you know, higher or deeper, whatever. But I really believe we're going to come in to a revelation of how to cancel any debt within 7 days. Any debt. Just expect God to speak to us about that. See, all you need to get is His word on it. And that's it. Okay. All this done here. Okay. Let's read. I'll start reading here at Ephesians chapter 6, and we're talking about facing the giants again. And this is this is Spiritual Warfare, Volume 2, Facing the Giants, Part 18. All right, look what it says here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? Wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you, with you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Excuse me. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All right, let me just make a couple of statements here first. The Christian community is the experience of Christianity is kind of like you see in the Old Testament. You see them coming out of Egypt, which is bondage, slavery, and coming into the wilderness, which is really a time that we rely on the mercy of God. Why? Because we are not grown up yet. And then we go into Canaan. Now, Canaan is a place where, like I was explaining to you, me flying airplanes, and it said that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And I tell you the word finisher has to do with perfecter. So He's a perfecter of our faith. So He's going to take your hand, and He's going to say, follow Me. And He's going to lead you into a place. But the places that you go in Canaan, there's no place in Canaan that you don't have to use your faith. See, if you want the best of God, there's no way you're going to get it without using your faith. You cannot even move forward. I can't grow this ministry. I can't get raise money for to go to Africa. I can't so forth and so on without using faith. So I have to take my faith and apply my faith and believe I've received the money for Africa. And of course, we sow seed from the ministry and believe I've received it and that it comes in through the broadcast and through so forth and so on. Boom, there's the money for Africa. Now we can go to Africa. My point to you is the people kind of say, oh, you know, he's flying around here in a jet or something like that. See, that didn't come because somebody gave it to me. That didn't come because everybody was in favor of it. That came by faith as a tool so I can get out there and get back without the side of the airplane blowing out. See, or without me being locked in some terminal because of some terrorist action. See, I had to make up my mind that I was fed up with sitting in a terminal with stomach bubbling up because I'm trying to figure out now, they just canceled this flight. They're waiting on me with 6,000 people over here to speak. Now, what am I going to do? Come on now. I don't need it. it is worth me believing for my transportation so I can do that. Not a toy, it's a tool. And it's to help me get myself there and back. You know, I'm going to live long on the earth, and anxiety is designed to make you get a short life. All right. And it's my fault if I don't believe for it. If I'm so affected by what people think and I don't want to believe for it, then that's my fault. But I have to believe for that because I know part of my mission as an apostle is I've got to go out. That's part of my mission. Now, if I don't do that, somehow I'm falling into something that's not right. So I've got to believe God for the money and so forth and so on. So I'm just saying, any kind of step we move, don't think we just put things up down the hallway and we have this conference and so forth. Folks, we have to believe we received that budget before the conference ever takes place. We sow a seed for the budget of the conference to be made. Are y'all with me? Every step we make is a step of faith. That is Canaan. Other than that, you rely on the mercy of God. Now let me just show you that. Let's see that. Look at John chapter 5. Just now, and this is, please, I'm encouraging you with this. I'm letting you know that you have the faith to do this. Whatever God called you to, He's already given you the ability to make that happen. Now, I think the biggest problem with us and God is that we don't know what God's part is. When I say that, I mean, we keep trying to do what God's supposed to do, and that'll wear you out. Say amen to that. I remember he's going on to be with the Lord now, Bishop Brazier, who was really laid the foundation in my life. And he said something. He said, here I was fasting. I'd fast 1 week and then nothing happened. So I'd go on another week's fast. I'm talking about water. And nothing happened. And I'd go on another one. Boy, I was down to skin and bones. He said, Bill, come in here. He said, it's by grace and grace alone. Never forget he told me that. Because you can't make God do something. All right? Now, what did I tell you to turn just now? John, okay? All right? So we wrestle not against what? But against who? Principalities. And he hit powers. And he said, the wiles of the devil, which are strategies, okay? All right, look what he says here in verse 1. After that, this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. Five is the number of grace, all right? And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. So these people are all sick. For an angel went down to a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made what? Whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, when did the angel come down? What did the Bible say? When did the angel come down? Okay, in a certain season. When is a certain season? I don't know. Neither do you. But one day, he just shows up. Am I right about it? And whoever first jumps in gets what? Gets healed. Got it? How about the second one? Is it the right bunch? How about the second person? No. The first person gets healed. So God expresses his mercy. But do you know when the mercy is going to come? No. But if you're operating by faith, do you know when it's going to come? You got what I'm saying? See, the Canaan is faith. David said it. He said, this day, you're going to fall. Talking to the giant. This day. So I'm just saying, faith overrides time. And it tells time what time it is. And time bows. That's Canaan, but that's the best of God. That's when you operate in the best. The other is of God, but it's the mercy of God. And thank God for his mercy, because if it wasn't for his mercy, a lot of folk wouldn't be here. but you don't know when that mercy may show up.